all the standards in this world are indeed dizzying. Everyone trying to find a means of agreement, but yet it seems we all so consistently disagree in general. We are so easily offended, which drives us to being naturally defensive, making the entire human race roughly a bunch of very contrary people. In the words of a well-known author, it would seem the stupid ones are overly confident in their own mind, and the brilliant seem so full of doubts. I believe we all want harmony, but can't seem to agree on our means of unity. Oh my, what will we do? What will we do? Maybe the question, what can we do, could be a better place to start. Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. I'm confident in today's world we need a better standard of how to live and act, other than the standards and definitions according to the whim of men, bureaucrats, and twisted thinkers. Today's world certainly has very fluid standards and mobile boundaries, so we absolutely shouldn't be willing to define right and wrong by such worldly subjective standards. We need a more sure standard who does not change, is reliable, consistent, and repeatable, does not lie, and loves us enough to not only help us, but he is our help, hope, and redemption. Contrary to confused objectors, the media, and the voice of a self-defining, self-declaring world, the gospel of Jesus Christ and King Jesus himself are the standard. Rest assured, Jesus is the right standard, the standard of all standards by which the universe is measured. He is the one and only, and there is not another. Isaiah 11:10. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a standard and a banner to the people. For the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. For many, the media has become the great discipler, and the news service is often taken as the truth, and truly sometimes it is. But how can we tell what is true and what is not, when so much of the same media service lies and is not true? We need something, someone, more believable, consistently believable. We say it is God, but is it really? If we really, really believe the Lord is truly who he says he is, it should be a radical game changer. Is God your bottom line? Think about it, and be honest, brutally, the unvarnished truth, please. We can't keep lying to ourselves and be surprised when we eventually don't know which way is up anymore. If we can't be honest with God and ourselves above all else, how do we expect to be honest with the rest of the world?